You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter Ian Brown. Ian, it probably seems like you've been covering this team for 6 months already with everything that's gone on, but we are right about at the halfway point, and so it's time to do a little look back and look ahead at the 2015 Boston Red Sox. And so I start with, what's the biggest pleasant surprise of this Red Sox team so far?
Yeah, I would say definitely the emergence of Xander Bogaerts, you know, not just offensively, but defensively also. Just in every way, this guy is a more mature, more polished player than he was a year ago, has a lot more quickness with his range, and just effective. This is a guy who's been hitting third for the last few weeks for them, and just a sign of how far he's come. And he's now, you know, when the game's on the line, Xander Bogaerts is now the Red Sox hitter you want up at the plate. And I think a lot of us would have been surprised if we had said that back in February or March.
Yeah, he was a guy, and they're very excited about a year ago, and I think was kind of unfairly maligned for a 21-year-old shortstop. That was not a bad year last year. But this is a pretty nice step forward, and to me, I think the big thing that stands out is just he's getting base hits. A lot of what he's doing is pretty similar. The power production isn't that different. Homers are down, doubles are up. You know, his walks and strikeouts are about the same, but he's getting base hits. What kind of goes into that? What's the difference between Bogaerts in 14, Bogaerts in 15?
Just the approach and the pitches he's swinging at, you know, well, the walks, you know, are pretty much the same. I mean, you know, last year he would strike out on sliders in the dirt. You know, he just didn't, you know, pitchers were able to fool him. Now he goes up with a clear approach, clear knowledge of, you know, what they're throwing at him, clear knowledge of how to make adjustments, and he's just a much more cerebral hitter, and he can really work a good at-bat this year, which he wasn't really doing last year.
And on the downside, what's the biggest disappointment of this 2015 Sox team so far?
Boy, if you had said in spring training that Mike Napoli was going to be hitting, you know, in the 190s in the week heading into the All-Star break and was just going to be a complete mess like he's been, you know, I think a lot of people would have been taken aback because this guy had a monster spring. You know, he had that whole sleep surgery, the sleep apnea surgery, where he was feeling so much better and was just really excited about the season he was going to have, and he's just been a mess. I mean, Mike Napoli's a guy who's had slumps in his career. He's been a streak hitter. But his slumps have just been unusually long this year. And it's to the point, you know, you don't know if the guy is going to last the season with the team right now. You know, it's hard to believe he will.
Excuse me. The Red Sox, it's funny, for all the perception of what a disastrous year it's been, they're five games under and five games out. So they're very much in the mix. But if you could point to one or two causes that has this team in fifth place, five games under, as opposed to leading the division, as I think a lot of people thought they would be, what would it be?
Yeah, it's funny. For all the talk about how this team, you know, they didn't have an ace, everyone was worried that they didn't have an ace. You know, if this team had just pitched up to its capability, and the five starting pitchers had just pitched up to their track records, the Red Sox would probably be leading the American League East right now. You have Rick Porcello, who was just, you know, had an utter disaster of a first half, and, you know, nobody could have imagined that. You know, he's just, he looks lost out there, and they really need him to get it back together. You know, Wade Miley's been sort of up and down, but, you know, two other guys who have been real disappointments have been Justin Masterson. His stuff just hasn't come back the way they thought it would. You know, he had the injuries last year. He was seemingly over the injuries this year and just doesn't have any life on his pitches. He can put two, three good innings together, but he can't sustain anything, and he can't seem to put more than one good start together. You know, have one good start and then have a step back. And for Joe Kelly to be a Triple-A along with Alan Craig, the other player they got in the trade for John Lackey, to have both those players at Triple-A, you know, that's a big probably reason why the Red Sox are where they are. But, you know, the good news is Clay Buchholz has been great lately. So it looks like they might have an ace going forward here.
Yeah, it would be very funny if this team didn't have any rotation depth but did have an ace. Just further prove that as your former GM said, we don't know parentheses squat. What's one storyline to watch most closely for this club in the second half?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you really got to keep an eye on Rick Porcello because he signed this big deal, $20 million a year, before he had even thrown his first pitch with the Red Sox. And, you know, he ends the first half. He's 0-7 with an 80 ERA in his last eight starts. I think every start of his right now is going to be kind of must-watch to see if he'll finally start relaxing, they get the command of the sinker back and become the real, I think they really thought he would be a solid number two type of pitcher. And he's been a five, if that so far. So I think that's the key thing to watch right now.
What's a move, either internal or external, that you would watch for this team to make between now and the trade deadline? Or, frankly, between the end of the year if it's a minor league.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox are going to hit. We thought they were going to hit when the year started. They didn't hit for a while, but they are now. So I think their lineup is largely set. I think the interest is going to be what they do with the pitching. Especially as if they get closer to first place here as we get toward July 31st. I mean, do they just bring another young gun up like a Brian Johnson that works so well with Eduardo Rodriguez, or do they make that move for Cole Hamels, someone of that ilk to make a big difference in that rotation? So that's what I'm going to be keeping an eye on over these next couple weeks.
What's your read on that? Do you think that they will be a player for someone like Hamels, Cueto, Kazmir, any of those guys?
I think if the Red Sox feel they can win this thing, they'll be very aggressive. I mean, we saw with Jake Peavy 2 years ago. When the Red Sox have a team that they feel can go deep into the playoffs, they'll invest in that team. But if this is a team that's going to be sort of mediocre and inconsistent like they have been at times this season, I think they'll just go with what they have. So I think, in other words, these next 2-3 weeks are crucial for this team. This team has to show the front office what type of team this is and give the front office and ownership a reason to believe in this team and a reason to go out and make a big splash. So I think it's really on the players right now in terms of what type of move the front office makes.
Do they have the pieces that it would take to acquire a real frontline starting pitcher?
I think they do. I mean, the Red Sox have a very deep farm system. They also have some... I think they have some major league players that would interest other teams. So I think they could be, you look at a guy like Jackie Bradley Jr., who I think would be very attractive to another team. And, they have a number of good prospects in their farm system, especially after getting Mancata. That only made the system deeper so they can trade, some other guys. So I think the Red Sox, if they decide to do it, I think they're well positioned to make a move.
So to close out, give me a prediction. This team is, as we said, fifth place, but only 5 games out as we speak. Where do they finish the season?
I think this team finishes in second place and right in the mix for a wild card spot.
All right. Well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.